You cannot use the candle that was lit on Shabbos ba'aveir. If it was lit for a cholah sheyesh lo takona, there was a mitzvah to light it for this sick person and life was in danger, then you're allowed to use the tavdol because there's no other way done with it. The cholah she'ein bo takona, so a Jew's not a light candle for him because his life is not in danger, but he's still a cholah. And you might have a goy lighted for him also. Avon, the Mazigo and Yehuda B'Shabbat, even Sh'imo Yeh Mazigo Yisrael or Yehoyver, only shows him less of him. If a goy is found lit on Shabbos, then that's considered a candle that was lit on Shabbos, and you cannot use it for Havdolah, because it was lit without any special heter on Shabbos. Ve'im Avochem Al-Ul Shem Avodah Gilulim, a candle that was lit for by the Zohar, you can not use even if they lit it special for Havdolah, then no. Because since it was used for Kavod Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to use it anymore for anything. That candle is also. If a Jew took a fire from that candle and did something else, then you can make a bracha on the second thing. Because you don't have the original fire anymore. So it says in Prima Gon says, even so, you should not do that because you're still getting some type of use from the original candle. Nowadays, we don't have so many toys or candles around. This all, and may Yisrael. A guy who lit a candle from a Jew, or Yisrael, may Yehudi, or Yisrael lit from any Yehudi, you could use it for the Havdalah candle. So, the obvious question is, if a Jew lit a Motzei Shabbos, what's the problem that the guy took a fire from him? So, there would be one to say, that the Gzeira, that don't use any light that is by the goy, because it may come to use something that I lit on Shabbos.
Yeah.
But here, since the initial fire was from a Jew, we don't make such a gezeira.
Yeah.
Yisrael took a fire from an Yehudi is also acceptable. I will any Yehudi shehid mekmein a Yehudi ain't mevarkam alav. If a goy took a light from another goy, then his original light was lit by a goy on Shabbos, and then another goy, Moshe Shabbos, took from that light and lit from there, then you should not use that candle. Because of this examen, then you may come to use a candle that was lit by the goy on Shabbos itself. If it was a totally goyish candle, then you don't use it.
If a goy lit a match on Motzei Shabbos, then you're allowed to make a broch on that fire, because it's not shattered examen. Now the examen of a goy is if a goy on Motzei Shabbos took it from a goy who lit it on Shabbos. But if he made a new fire on Shabbos, then it's alright. The Motzei Yom Kippurim Ein Madlikim on Del Shid Yisrael Mein Yehudi. Even on Motzei Shabbos, you could make a bracha and a candle that a Jew took from a goy. But on Motzei Mekippur, you cannot do that. Why? For here, the source of the fire that the Jew was taken from was lit on Yom Kippur. Even on Motzei Shabbos, you make a bracha. Here, you're making a bracha on the extension of the fire that is burning on Motzei Shabbos, and that was done the Hetzer by the fact that Israel lit from the goy. So that's the sefes that we make on Shabbos. We're talking about a case once again. The goy lit a candle on Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, or Motzei Yom Kippur, a Jew took from the goy. So on Shabbos, we say that the fire of the goy is no good, but the Jew has a new fire that was started Motzei Shabbos, and that new fire is what you make a bracha. Ma'aseh can be Yom Kippur, we'll see later. You should not make a bracha on a candle that was just made from matches now, a new fire. It was to be a fire that was already pre-existing on Kippur. So therefore, just like you can't on Motzei Yom Kippur light a match and use that. Also, you cannot take fire from a goy and light from there on Motzei Yom Kippur.